More than 130 world leaders are meeting at the United Nations this week. President Zelensky of Ukraine among them. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Kyiv. And Joe, obviously the Middle East and Russia's war in Ukraine, big topics this week. What are you expecting to come out of this session?
Well, Bob, hello from Kyiv. And I just took the train this morning from Odessa. My little seaside sojourn is over, and now I'm here in the capital. And by the way, I appreciate how you say Russia's war on Ukraine, because almost every media, BBC, Reuters, AP, they fall into the habit of simply saying the war in Ukraine, kind of like it's some kind of tornado or uncontrollable natural disaster. But it is Russia is being the agent of this war. And as we look at, you know, this is President Zelensky, you know, this is why one reason why he's there in Washington is to make the case. You know, I think one thing that, you know, he's got some good stories to tell. Ukrainians are still on Russian soil in Kursk, region of Russia, and Russia has no major response. And as we said a week ago, you know, when Ukrainians last Monday hit one of Russia's biggest ammunition depots, you know, it registered as an earthquake. It was such a major strike by Ukrainian drones. And Russia, you know, immediately went into a nuclear threat mode. And, you know, for a couple of days, you know, that was what the press was worried about. Everyone was talking about nuclear threats. And time again, when Ukraine has a big success like that, we see more intense rhetoric from Russia. But we see less intense, Russia is forced to scramble and respond to it. And I think, as I said last week, maybe a bit audaciously, I said, if we get to today and we've not been nuked, I think we could begin to see that maybe, you know, a lot of this rhetoric from Russia is just that, is rhetoric. And so I think that's probably, one of that's the case that President Zelensky is going to try to make. And we still see, I just saw, it was a quick interview as President Biden was walking into the White House, and he was asked once again by a reporter, will you support, will you get permission for Ukraine at least to use British weapons to hit targets within Russia, deep within Russia? And President Biden still says no on that. And I think, you know, this is, I think there's not a lot of hope that that's going to change. And that's sort of the stark reality. Meanwhile, President Zelensky was in Scranton, Pennsylvania today, visiting a munitions factory where they make some of the weapons that the United States does give to Ukraine to use here. And it was great to see the scenes of the workers of Scranton meeting President Zelensky. And you could tell they really felt they were in the presence of, you know, someone they really admire. And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania created a deal with a business cooperation deal with the southern Ukrainian city of Zaporizhia, that old capital of the Cossacks. And even as they made this deal just a few hours before yesterday, the Russians for the first time sent this highly destructive glide bomb. So they're extremely messy. And for the first time ever, they sent that to Zaporizhia city, causing many injuries and much damage throughout that city, even as that city makes a deal with Pennsylvania for restructuring and for business enhancement.
I was reading about Ukraine's success battling the Russian Navy and how this is helping the United States. The Navy is taking lessons from its combat in the Red Sea over the past year and what Ukraine has done to hold off the Russians in the Black Sea. And they say the Navy is saying this is going to possibly help U.S. military leaders prepare the service for a potential future conflict with China.
It makes sense, Bob. I mean, as I saw for the past 3 weeks, I mean, every day I would look upon the Black Sea. And yeah, we came under fire a few times, including quite a close call for me on Friday. As I was running and a missile flew right over my head and exploded nearby. And by the way, a side note, which I feel I have to report, overlooking the port of, the major port in Odessa is the Chinese consulate. And China is an ally of Russia, and they have a prime spot in Odessa to observe the port, exactly the type of place that Russia is continuing to try to attack. But all that said, I saw so many cargo ships. I heard the foghorns. There's so much commerce that's happening in the Black Sea because of what Ukrainians have been able to do with drones against the Russian Navy. And it's Ukrainian drones not only in the Black Sea, but that's also what they're using to hit these munitions depots deep within Russia. And over the weekend, Ukrainians hit several more. And so I think, you know, the smartest people in the American defense industry and the Pentagon are really paying attention here, because this is the future of warfare. And you can even see how, you know, Ukrainians have sometimes been upsetting, making major defense companies uncomfortable, because for just a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, they can make a drone that maybe a U.S. defense contractor would want to sell for like $80,000. And Ukrainians are very good at good in an economic way to make very effective and powerful drones. Meanwhile, you know, another thing to look at is we look at what's happening in New York and Washington this week. Despite all the sanctions on Russia, Russia is still able to sell to really get a lot of money from, especially from crude oil. And India is now one of the top importers of crude oil from Russia. And what India does is they import the oil, they refine it, and then they sell it to Europe and other countries. So all these countries that claim to have sanctions against Russia, you know, it looks cosmetically, it looks nice, but actually they're benefiting because that reduces the price. India refines it, and they buy the Russian refined oil, refined by the Indians, but still from Russia. European countries are buying this. And so this is, and that oil is what fuels, that pays for the missiles that hit Ukrainians every day. And so it's keeping prices lower in Europe, but it's still contributing to the Russian war machine. And this is something that's not even being addressed.
Yes, as always, we appreciate hearing news from you that we don't get anywhere else. Joseph Lindsley in Kyiv, do me a favor, Joe, when you go out for your run today, how about wearing a helmet?
I think not. Yeah, but by the way, I should mention there's a great group of Ukrainian musicians called Cultural Forces, and right now they're in Washington for this big Ukraine summit happening today. And but these guys they're starting a 64-day tour of the U.S. So I'll try to keep you informed as to where they're going, and maybe some of you will find them as they travel America playing some music.
Yeah, and share some of that great culture from Ukraine. Thanks. Talk to you tomorrow, Joe.
Thanks, Bob.
All righty.
Until tomorrow.